What do you mean by bhakti?
¿Qué es lo que ustedes entienden por bhakti?
You should tell, explain what is bhakti yourself.
Me pidió que explicara qué es bhakti.
First in English and then in
Spanish. Anya vilasitasun jam jana dikar mandai anavitam anakulyena krishnam shilanam tava. Aquel
English.
First, okay. In English, I want to hear.
Okay. So, the
where is that
service?
Janana, you know, is by video.
The favorable service offered to Krishna without any tinge of desire for sense, personal sense, interest, or liberation. That is the only service who can please Lord Sri Krishna.
Something left.
Janati Karmani.
Jana.
Jana. Also Jana. Sin ningún vestigio de Jana. Without any vestige or shadow of Jana. And
no cool demo.
What is bhakti?
¿Qué significa bhakti?
Your bhakti.
Pure love and devotion to the Supreme Lord.
But what is the definition? I want to hear.
Dice que quiere saber cuál es la definición de bhakti. Él dijo que era amor puro y devoción por Krishna.
Ramesh Prabhu.
Ramesh.
Without any traits of karma, of gyan, and completely dedicated.
Sin ningún vestigio de karma, jnana, y completamente exclusivo al Señor Supremo.
Hopeless, my friend.
No tienes, digo.
You, Janardhan.
So, Sri Goswami has defined in his Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu what is pure bhakti. Anyavilasita sunyam, jnana karmadi anavritam, anukulena krishnanam shilanam bhakti ruthama. That means the continuous flow of activities executed with mind, words, and body, also with a continuous flow of sentiments, bhav, which are devoid of any interest for karma and gyan, and for karma, and are not covered by gyan, that are favorable to the pleasure of Krishna, are defined as pure bhakti, uttama bhakti.
Very good.
But
something lacking.
¿Puedes traducir lo que dijiste?
What is that liking?
Huh?
What is the meaning of anukul?
Anukul means favorable.
Not only.
Anukul.
Beneficial.
Anukul means that not only is to please Krishna, but the service should be done in a mood that the only interest is the pleasure of Krishna, favorable to his
also
pleasure.
In the guidance of high class of person, otherwise not uncool. This also. And same time, continuous, without any
break.
Dice que el servicio devocional debe ser completamente libre de cualquier motivo por karma jnana.
Now you should explain in your
Spanish
language to all what I have told totally. And you should hear very patiently and carefully. You should hear. Otherwise, I'll make you stand up on the
bench. Esa corriente continua de actividades que se ejecutan con las palabras, la mente y el cuerpo, además de un fluir continuo de sentimientos, que ese no están, cuyo interés, que no hay ningún interés por satisfacción personal, por karma, adi, tampoco están cubiertos por tian, y están dirigidos únicamente de un modo favorable para la satisfacción de Krishna, se considera uttam bhakti. Srila Gurudeva agrega, me preguntó qué significa anukul. Anukul significa favorable, favorable, no solo para el placer de Krishna, sino favorable. Pero Srila Gurudeva agregó que anukul significa también que esas actividades que se ejecutan para el placer de Krishna deben ser hechas bajo la guía de un Vaishnav, Mahabhagavat Vaishnav. De otra manera, esa actividad no es considerada uttam bhakti.
Without any interruption, have you told?
Yes.
Can you repeat?
I am so full, Guru Arjuna.
You should repeat.
I have no good memory.
What you have? You remember your father's name?
Yes.
Why you are remember? Your remembrance is very good. Can you?
Not exactly.
You should write down all these things.
Escribir estas definiciones. And evening, los devotos qué fue lo que dijo.
I will hear from all.
Quiero escuchar de todos esta definición.
Even from ladies.
Incluso de las damas.
I will hear from you.
Me va a preguntar a ti.
Red cloth.
La que está vestida de rojo.
And then remember, and then if you don't know, how you can follow?
No sabes, entonces cómo puedes seguir.
So first, beginning, I want that you should know and try to follow exactly.
Entonces, al principio quiero que ustedes conozcan y sigan exactamente.
Second thing.
Segundo aspecto.
Who is going to do bhakti?
¿Quién es el que va a hacer bhakti? ¿Quién es el que va a practicar bhakti?
And for whom?
¿Y para quién?
So who is going to do bhakti?
¿Quién
who is that?
¿Quién es el que va a practicar bhakti? ¿Quién es esa persona?
You should reply.
Rapid.
You should reply. Who is going to do bhakti?
La persona que va a practicar bhakti es aquella persona que está interesada.
I want to hear first in English and then okay. Otherwise they will think wrong.
Okay. I was saying that the person
I want to know that whether you are wrong or right. Okay. And then explain.
I was saying the person who wants to practice bhakti is the one person who has realized his constitutional nature as eternal servant of Sri Krishna and wants to develop the bhav of a pure rasika bhakta who is totally immersed in love with the Supreme Lord. So we
have
can follow.
Do you understand my
I think so.
What is my question?
Who is the person who will be qualified to do bhakti?
Who is that? That is for soul. He who has left Krishna. He has forgotten Krishna. But really, who is he? Like all. What is jiva tattva? Meaning this. You should. What is jiva tattva? We are telling, giving instruction to jivas. Oh, you should
do bhakti.
Nosotros estamos diciéndole a las jivas que hagan bhakti, entonces.
So I want to explain.
Que expliques.
The jiva tattva.
Jiva
tattva. And to whom he should do, and that is Krishna tattva.
¿Y a quién se le debe ofrecer? Y eso se llama Krishna Tattva.
They should know who am I. Like Sanatana Goswami asked Mahaprabhu and he replied. Also, Mahaprabhu told to Srila Rupa Goswami, O Jiva Tattva, I'm gone.
So Sri Sanatana Goswami, he asked some questions to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi. He asked, Kami, who am I?
Varanasi, I think Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preguntó Sanatana Goswami.
It will be better that you should speak about this.
Sanatana Shiksha.
Now, and for me, I will have to take some meditation. So, myself should be allowed to go, and you should give class.
Me está diciendo que es mejor que tú expliques este punto y yo voy a retirarme para.
This is very important to know.
Ese es un punto muy importante conocer. Él decía que ya que nosotros estamos predicando la jiva, debemos saber quién es la jiva y a quién se le presta el ofrece bhakti, que es el Señor Supremo. Entonces son dos puntos muy importantes.
Especially by that story.
Astrologer.
Brahmin, astrologer.
Yes.
That everything is in our soul. We possess all the quality. In our
constitutional
position, we are eternal servant of Krishna, very beautiful, teeny as a. Everything, all the qualities, all the modes are here. But we'll have to
develop.
So you should give the class, they should hear very carefully.
Thus ends the class, Short Darshan in the morning of the 26th of May 2002 in Mexico City. Hare Krishna.
Salakya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave